This is Greg Tingle reporting from Media Man Australia. We're speaking with Rosita Leone, the head coordinator of the Community Initiatives Group. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Greg.
My pleasure. Now, we've done quite a lot of things and activities over the years. So tell me, for the people that don't know out there, what does Community Initiatives Group do?
Thanks for the opportunity to actually mention Community Initiatives, Greg. Community Initiatives, or the acronym CI, stands for a group of people who have jobs, but we also give out a particular time because we live in the community, we care about the community, so whatever professional experience we've got, we bring it to this group, and what we basically do is we initiate good ideas and we turn them into workable projects. We encourage community consultation. We do really hands-on, right at the grassroots level. We talk to people. We ask them what they like in their area. And the area that we actually are focusing on is the Randwick Municipality and especially the East Coast beaches from Maroubra right down to La Perouse.
Right, and I understand you liaise with a lot of different sectors. For example, you may deal with shopkeepers, street kids, councils, that kind of thing?
Yes, what we've done is at the end of the day, as I said, we see something that could be improved in our area. We speak to whoever is involved in that, whether it's, as you said, the shopkeepers, say, for instance, down at Lexington Place, the village up at South Maroubra, Maroubra Beach, shops at McKeon Street and also Maroubra Junction. Then we find out who can actually help us get this project really like the ball rolling, so that's whether it's the council, whether it's on the Department of Housing, Lands and the Estate, whether there's other stakeholders involved, docs and networks, because I do liaise over quite a few areas apart from community services, also tenant issues, and that really helps us actually remember a lot of people, and they learn to remember us, and they can see that our projects are actually working.
What's some of the major successes that you've had over the years?
Well, one major thing that we're really looking at is a lot of the adults tend to think that the youth per se are a problem. We as adults, if we take our responsibility seriously, we've actually created the area that the youth live in, and so if we expect them to take care of it or we provide anything that is going to entertain them or keep them happy, it also would keep us happy.
Yes.
It doesn't include antisocial behaviour, which is graffiti, breaking and entering, leaving their bikes over the places, bad-mouthing adults, etc., water bombing. And at the end of the day, I guess one of the key features that we've tried is cleaning up public spaces, empty little bits of land that actually are on the plans as Randwick Council land, and we've been able to liaise with Oma Seychelles from the Randwick Pocket Parks program and also Murray Wood from the Nature Strip Community Tree Planting program, and this has stopped furniture dumping and basically garbage dumping in a lot of areas where traditionally it was not our area. Now it's been owned by the people and they take care of it themselves. That's the graffiti abatement program. What we're really looking at is not so much why it's there, because, you know, that's not really our job. There's people out there in the Premier's department and there's other people out there that are specialists in that. We, within our community, just don't want to see it. So we've been involved in chasing up successful graffiti abatement programs in Newcastle and Auburn and Western Australia, etc., and Melbourne. And really just saying, we want it all. Can the council help? Oh, yes, there is a section in Randwick Council that can help. We've put a proposal together, 17 pages, through the Maroubra District Chamber of Commerce to see, because they also want their shops to be clean. And we'd really like the Randwick Council to adopt the graffiti abatement program, which was actually successful for Auburn during the Olympic Games. Jenny Kopok, who's the main coordinator, really showed that we can, once the project's actually set up, maintain graffiti-free in the whole suburbs by 8 a.m. Every morning with the 1-800 hotline for $25,000 to $28,000 a year, using work for the Dole recipients, also community service, P people and volunteers. Mm. We work with the experts. The paint, Torben's paint has been involved in that. And at the end of the day, as we all know, we're all very busy.
Mm.
We don't actually want to be there doing cleaning up the graffiti or even planting the gardens, but we don't want to see mess and we don't want to see graffiti. So sometimes we have to actually get in there and really make these ideas happen.
Yeah, and I've seen a lot of your good work come to fruition around the general Maroubra area, particularly like you've got the skate park off the ground, and that's been monitored, keeping the kids off the street. We were at the Oval the other day, the kids playing soccer, and that that block being painted. So it's actually good to actually see a lot of these projects come fulfilled rather than just like what happens in the community. Sometimes people talk about stuff that stuff doesn't happen, but you sort of have an extra track record of getting the job done.
Well, I guess that's one of the things, if we want to highlight the skate park, that about 14 to 16 years ago, people have always spoken in our area about a skate park, and time went on, and a lot of those kids became 28, and 2 years ago, we at Lexington Place decided, you know, it was time us residents ourselves, not the ones who did the graffiti, hopefully, or did the dumping, but it was time for us to clean up our own act, our own back door, our own front door, and that's why we really did a big effort in putting the two community gardens in down at Lexington Place, and also cleaning the two walls of graffiti, and we've been able to maintain that for 2 years. But we thought it would be a nice idea to actually invite Bob Carr, who is our next-door neighbour, as geographically, he lives above the housing estate there, in French Street, and we just invited him and said, would you like to come down and watch some Lexington residents cleaning up their own mess? And as you live above us, and you look down on the estate, I'm sure, you know, you're very interested in that. The estate, Greg, for people who don't know, is about 1,762 public housing tenancies, and about 500 private tenancies. So this area, traditionally since 1947, was known as the Coral Sea Housing Estate, and it was fully public. Over time, through the 60s, a lot of the houses were bought by the tenants, and consequently, now with redevelopment, one block actually houses six townhouses on it. So we do have a great need in our area to actually get some community, active community service going. We have no community centre here. We're just really at the ground level, but as you said, things have happened. When Bob Carr did attend that day, that Lexington Cleanup Day, and the mayor from sent his apologies, but he sent the deputy mayor down, Michael Daly, and it really showed that, you know, these people, these key people in the area, really didn't know how to actually tap into our resources.
Yeah.
So they came, they were pleased, we actually handed over a 700 signatories for the skate park and said, we've been talking about it for years, some of the people have actually got kids of their own now, there's still no skate park. And it was a simple question, we don't lobby, as we all know, you can always catch flies better with honey than with vinegar.
Yes.
And we just said, where's the skate park, Bob?
Yeah.
That happened in June the 30th of 2001, and in September 2001, there was actually an announcement in the Southern Courier that Bob Carr had listened to the Maroubra residents, and he had actually, through the New South Wales government, added his dollar-for-dollar commitment to upgrading Maroubra Beach, which was part of a Maroubra Beach plan management that was instigated by Ramat Council in 1996. And he fast-tracked the skate park for the youth.
Yeah.
In return, with the youth that we had in our area, I asked them not to trash the gardens and not to paint over a mural that the actual primary school kids had done.
Yeah.
And to be fair, and we all know that's what we're talking about, to be fair, we do need to talk to people at their level. We need to approach them at their level, and we need to, as adults, actually be able to fulfill what we say we're going to try and do.
Yeah.
And if we're a bit slow at it, we also need to consult with them, which is one of the things that we seem to miss, the bit between the idea and it's coming to fruition, and the people, even adults, going, well, when's it ever going to happen? They never do anything less than.
No, well, on that point, and for our loyal listeners out there, as well as the people fortunate enough to jump on board with us recently, the Community Initiatives Group does get things done, and I've personally seen the areas getting tidied up, the graffiti, we've seen murals getting painted, we've seen skate parks getting developed, and most recently you've alerted me to some development issues coming into Maroubra Beach, like the site of the old Maroubra Bay Hotel, and we got together the other day and sent an email off to a few media outfits last night, so it will be quite interesting to see the response of that.
Yes, because, you know, even the people that don't live in the Maroubra area, they have a fondness for Maroubra Beach because it's just been that area that we like it as it is. It's one of those Aussie icons. It's where we can still go and get fish and chips wrapped in paper.
Yeah.
We can just sit on the beach. It's a cheap day out for a family.
Yeah.
It's got the best surf in Sydney. We have the greatest skate park in Sydney now.
Mm.
And contrary to a lot of people who said the skate park would be a white elephant, the children are enjoying it. They're expending all their youthful energy there.
Yeah.
They're not on the streets bothering people. They're not hanging around the shopping malls. And the only thing we need to really look at now is for the youth who don't surf,
yes,
or who don't skate, or they don't go to the large parks to play competitive games, to find something else for them to do, some other on-site training. Just because they may not pass year 10 doesn't mean they don't have the ability to learn.
Yep.
That's why we're looking at this community centre. It's something where it can be really proactive. We have support from the community police liaison officer, the youth worker at the police station, because really what we've got to do is say provide useful things for people to do, whether it's skills that adults pick up or whether it's the skills that the youth can pick up. It's going to help them with their future. As you mentioned with this Maroubra Beach development, this is a recent proposal. It was recently purchased by, or it's going to be recently, development application went in through Multiplex to actually rebuild the back of the Maroubra Bay Hotel, and for those that don't know, it actually comes under historical listing because it is the last pub hotel, Aussie icon on the beach with a beer garden that overlooks, that you can see views from the sea.
Yeah.
What their proposal is at present the building height, the code, is to 12 metres. This building, because it is a very old building, actually is only 3 floors, but in modern times, anything that's built behind it could actually become a 4-floor apartment block.
Yeah, and so for the record, the issues that we have with it would include that it's oversized, and just the look and feel of the building will not add to the area. In fact, it could detract from it. It just won't necessarily fit in, as well as being over the legal height limits as we know it.
Yes, because the application that they've put in is actually 3 metres over the current height restriction. That already is an issue. Why would they put in an application knowing it's already over? The next thing is, of course, apart from the height, as we're saying, the bulk, there'll be 50 units now put on that little corner, and also the setback from the road. The actual design of the building will come out as a building that has arches. Basically, the building has sort of like the windows have arches, and on either side of it, if the building is completed as per the plan, it will have like glass and steel wings on either side, so it looks like two office blocks on the side of this older type building, and it's just not going to mesh. It's not. If they're detracting actually from the historical building, which they have to maintain, their issue is that they actually need an extra floor to actually pay for the maintenance for the historical part of the building.
Yes. So what would you suggest for people listening to this right now? What can they do, and who should they be phoning and emailing? And also, please leave your details as well.
Well, Maroubra Beach Committee at hotmail.com is a little community group that we set up on the 15th of March as a public meeting. We all met to talk about various things in the area we wanted to be involved in. We wanted to be community consulted, public informed.
Yes.
And from that, my phone number is 0416 14 1040, or the fax and answer machine is 02 9314 1040. Actually, on the 15th of March meeting, we had a gentleman attend that meeting who is called Graham Harrison, who wanted to have a meeting. He did have his meeting. It was on the 19th of March to specifically look at this overdevelopment plan for the Maroubra Bay Hotel. And at that meeting that he had in the evening on the beach, he actually asked people to resurrect the Maroubra Bay Precinct Committee.
Mm-hmm.
So they are having a public meeting themselves on the, well, the, it's going to council on the 6th of May.
Yep.
So they are having a public meeting, that's at 6 o'clock up at council, so anyone that's opposed to this development can attend and support it. But on the 4th of May at 4 p.m, opposite the Seals at a beach, the beach picnic shelter.
That's the Maroubra Seals, just for anyone that's visiting outside the area.
He is also calling another public meeting just to re-inform the people that actually came to his 19th of March where the Maroubra Beach Precinct is up to at present. I myself have been attending his meetings, but as my role is to actually just bring information in a network, the Maroubra Beach Committee is committed to the whole area. That includes the boulevard area that we actually wanted in the off Marine Parade and McKeon Street, the greening of the area, the widening of the footpaths, things that have been affected and are at the standstill because of this Maroubra Bay development. And that's where we really wonder sometimes, do the councillors actually public consult with people? Because we were told that that boulevard was going in. It's a short block of about 8 shops, and that would really take us from the beach straight across where the Maroubra Bay development is and the little shopping centres. They could all benefit of having no traffic going through there.
Absolutely.
And all of a sudden, we've been told, no, the public decided that they'd rather have it not as a two-way street as it is now. All of a sudden, there's a one-way street because the Maroubra Bay development needs that one-way street actually as a street so people can enter and exit their two car parks.
Yes, things could clearly be handled a lot better than what they are. So, all right, well, in conclusion, again, for the people that need to that want to take some action, again, they can contact you via...
You can either email, which is either through the Maroubra Beach Committee at hotmail.com, no dots, no underscores, and that's for the Maroubra Bay development of the Maroubra Bay Hotel, or our other email is communityinitiatives@hotmail.com. My name is Rosita Leone, and it is 02 9314 1040 for fax or answer machine, or 0416 14 1040. And thank you very much, Greg, and we really appreciate the help and concern and the liaising and networking that you've been doing with us.
It's my pleasure. I'll be calling you later on today, and I'll give you an update on what 2UE, 2GB and numerous other media outfits have to say about it, because believe me, I gave them the word last night.
Thank you very much.
It's my pleasure. Thank you. Bye-bye.